All right, let's start this out with a look at the beauty of harmony, including within the home, and diversity inside and outside the home. You know, we have diversities of personalities within the home, diversities of personalities and ethnicities outside the home. Sometimes diversities of ethnicities inside the home. Oh, man, it can be so beautiful. Let's go back to that and celebrate, embrace the beauty. And then we'll talk a bit about fatherhood. Another beautiful thing when it is done right. Hello, 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 hello. Hello, everybody. And again, I say hello. How's it going? This time is flying. Can anybody get it to slow down? Talk to time. Tell it, slow down, slow down. You're moving too fast. But I guess if it, you know, if we had it to slow down, some of the other goals that people are reaching for would come more slowly too. Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we need to let that time keep moving the way it's moving. Just saying, you know. There's just more than one way to look at things sometimes. And if you slow down time for some things, you're going to be slowing it down for all things. And I know some of you are really looking forward to the millennial reign. And a lot of you are looking forward to the time when every tear will be wiped away. There will be no more pain. Truly a new heaven with a new heavens with a new earth. So if we slow time down, that means it take longer to get to the millennial reign and then the new heavens with the new earth. The total, for those of us who will have been faithful to the Lord our God, the total removal of everything that causes pain, all pain. And everything that causes pain, every kind of circumstance that causes pain, every kind of evil disposition that causes pain, all of that gone. Maybe we need to let this time keep moving the way it's moving so we can get to those good days. I know we got to go through some increased madness before we get there. But the sooner we go through that increased madness, the sooner we get to the time that so many of us are really looking forward to. All right. Good to have you back with me. Your host of Speaking With, Carl Thornton Jr. And it is Power Friday. Can you help me come up with some ways to increase happiness again? I mean, we're at the end of the year. I just told you now. A week and a few days, we'll be at Christmas time. Y'all know once we get to Christmas time, it's almost all over. So we're at the end of the year. We need to do what we often try to do, and that is work to end on a more positive note so that we can hopefully begin the new year on a more positive note. Despite all the negative, all the minuses that we have, I mean, face it. Very often, even when people are having their way with regards to our political environment, and they're having the people who will push the agendas that they embrace taking power. They're the majority here, they're in the majority there, and they're able to push their agenda, accomplish the goals that they have for the community, for the city, for the state, for the nation, for the world. It is so amazing that so many people are hurt by the very types of leaders they embrace and support and love and adore and admire and idolize. Hurt by the very same people. But those are the only kind of people they'll ever support. They'll complain and cry and rage when they start feeling the pain of the decisions that their chosen leaders make. But rather than change their attitudes, change their positions, they come up with the most clever ways of justifying staying the course. And one of the things that we see that is becoming more and more prevalent are people, including churchgoers, including people who say they love God, people who say they love truth. They call good bad and call bad good. And I'll admit, it is harder now than it was 4 years ago. It is harder now than it was 7 years ago. It is harder now than it was 10 years ago to really experience joy, happiness, just a freedom emotionally, because it's becoming so much more and more difficult to survive in this world. I know it's tough, no doubt. No need to deny that. But that doesn't mean that it is impossible yet to smile, to experience joy, to experience happiness. We may have to work a little harder. We may have to work a lot harder. You can best believe the push is going to continue to depress the wages. And you all know, depressed wages leads to sadness. And for some people, depression. It leads to anger. It leads to lower self-esteem. All kinds of things that are bad for us. As a matter of fact, how many positive outcomes can you think of that stem from depressed wages? People not having their wages keep up with the cost of living because the salaries keep pushed down, the hourly wage, people keep it pushed down. How many beneficial outcomes are you aware of that come from that scenario? Wages being kept down. Well, we may have to work harder, 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 and longer. How many of you can remember a time when things may not have been going the way you wanted them to go, and all you had to do was listen to some music, and within 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you were feeling better. Maybe within 10 minutes, you were truly feeling better emotionally. How many of you have ever had times when things were not going well and hadn't been going well for quite some time, and instead of watching that favorite TV show that could perk you up within minutes, listening to that music genre that could perk you up within minutes, even if it was 30 minutes in worst case scenario, you know that there were a few occasions where maybe it took an hour. And I mean, you had to work at it, trying to rid yourself of the darkness that was weighing down on your spirit, your mind, your soul, your emotions. And you could finally begin to see some light again. Well, and then, you know, that situation finally passed and you were at the point where, you know, hey, you know, for the most part, life was okay again. And you were typically smiling, laughing, enjoying life. Something come up every now and then. And hey, if you weren't able to just kind of think about it for a few minutes, let it kind of slide off your back, like a duck's wet back, just slide off. Maybe you had to go to your favorite TV show again, throw on some music again, but within minutes, you were okay again. How many of you have noticed that it's taking longer to get any of the things that worked for you before to work now? Breathing exercises, muscle relaxation exercises, music. It's because the madness is increasing. The madness is increasing in its continuity and in its intensity. When I say continuity, I mean we're getting fewer and fewer breaks from the madness because we have so many people, and not just the leaders either, so many people who are committed to raising the level of the drama that is becoming increasingly difficult to get away from the drama. I want to share with you again, ladies and gentlemen, please love each other enough that within your own homes, it is all about peace. It is all about joy on purpose. The joy will not bring itself. You've got to do the things that allow joy to flow. The peace won't make itself flow. You've got to take the steps as a team, as a family team, to allow peace to flow. Things are going wrong on the job, whether you're making $300,000 a year, $30,000 a year, $18,000 a year, $12,000 a year. I want to encourage you, come up with some great ways to leave the darkness of the job at work. Don't take it home with you. And when I say don't take it home with you, I don't mean don't discuss it with anyone. I mean the angst and the anguish, the anger, the hostility that you may be feeling as a result of what's going on at work. Don't take that home. We need to be there for each other. We need to be able to talk with family members about the madness we experience when we're away from home, whether that's at school, on the job, you name it, on the road, with bad, reckless drivers out there doing their part to add to the drama, the madness that we experience. Need to be able to talk about that with someone. So we need to be there for each other so that we're an ear for each other. We're an ear for each other. We're a heart for each other. Someone that family members can count on as being a person we can lean on, people we can lean on. Don't put it all on one person in the family. Each family member who's old enough to participate in the building and the comforting of the family, do so and develop skills at it. Become better and better and better at it so that you don't have just one person bearing that load, but you share that load. Just like we share household chores, the responsibilities of taking care of household chores. We shouldn't have just one or two people doing all the sweeping and all the mopping and all the bathroom cleaning and all the kitchen cleaning. It should be spread out amongst however many people are in the family old enough to work. By the same token, we should make sure that when it comes to bearing the emotional load, then as family, we should be sharing that load as well. It's going to become increasingly more important that we do that because, ladies and gentlemen, the madness is going to increase. It is going to continue to continue. We're going to get fewer and fewer and fewer gaps. And you see how, you know, in between from one dramatic experience to the next dramatic experience, folks are going to be making sure that the drama continues, just flows and flows and flows. And look how we've had things going. And again, let's wear our American hats and let's have hearts, minds, dispositions of integrity. Our president-elect did an outstanding job of fomenting hatred and malice and hostility and racism during his presidential campaign. And as a result, once he won, once Donald Trump won, and he was declared the victor, the winner, the next president-elect racial drama increased significantly. We have people, organizations like Ku Klux Klan and others who are avowed racists, who are not only applauding Donald Trump's win, but they are applauding their opportunity to be themselves more openly and to express their racial hatred more openly. And they're doing it. And barring the unforeseen, for at least 4 years, in addition to these months, these 2 months that we're already experiencing increased hatred, increased madness in our country, we have at least four years of this going on. Do you suppose it's going to get better? In other words, do you suppose that the people whose hearts are filled with hatred, whose greatest passion is to hate, who have the goal of making life as miserable as possible for people of color, do you suppose that that situation is going to become less of an issue over the next 4 years? Or do you suppose it will remain only as bad as it has been? Or do you suppose it's going to get worse? Remember what I've shared with you before. Situations do not create themselves. People create situations. Our president-elect very, very skillfully and persistently created the situation that we have now. Racism was already in this country. We know that. But Donald Trump did such an outstanding job of fomenting it, of making it much, much worse. And this is just reality. And I'm asking again, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. Don't feel like we have to go ahead and toe the line in order to get to a point where, you know, we don't have to admit that our thinking on a particular situation was wrong. We have the person chosen for attorney general, who has a reputation for not being the type of person who will pull the races together by being fair, objective, and just in his dealings with people of color and the issues that face us with our plight. We have people who are opposed to poor people or minimum wage earners earning a livable wage instead of just a minimum wage, which means the stress is going to go up. It's going to increase significantly. It is going to become, I'm just saying, it's going to become more and more difficult to really experience the joy, the happiness for any continued period of time, which means we're going to have to work harder at it. It's probably going to be better to keep working at it rather than to just give up and say, forget about joy, forget about happiness. No, don't take that position. Help each other. Those of us who care about what's right and we care about our fellow man, our fellow woman, regardless of class, regardless of color, let's help each other. We're going to have to help each other. The folks who are helping to bring the drama are helping each other. They're working diligently as they push hard to make it harder for people of color to vote. Push hard to make it harder and harder for people of every race to find their minimum wage matching the cost of living, regardless of party affiliation. This is hitting everyone. And the people who want it that way work closely with each other to make it that way, and if it's already that way, to keep it that way. We're going to have to help each other experience joy, experience happiness. Husbands, wives, stop doing things to make life miserable for each other. You need each other, and your children need you to be on the same page with each other. So if you've been at odds with each other for the last 3 years, the last 8 years, throw that songbook away, get some new notepads, and start writing some new songs. Songs of harmony, songs of peace, songs of love, songs of joy, songs of problem resolution, to replace the old songs of problem continuation. I'll be right back.